Okay, I need to call the meeting to order. Please take a seat and we'll get started here. Circulated the agenda via email and newsletter. Do I hear any additions to the agenda? Hearing none, I'll view that as being approved and we'll move forward with then the minutes. The minutes were also circulated, so I'm going to dispense with reading of the minutes by the secretary. Do I have a motion to accept the minutes?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All approved?
Aye.
All right. Okay, so the minutes stand approved. Sean Kepler from Crop Sciences here, and he's asked to have a few moments, so I think to move his agenda along this morning, we'll bring him up right away to talk to the group.
All right, thank you very much. I can talk from here.
Very good.
All right, thank you. Let's give you a little bit of a few statistics on Crop Science. We're getting about 600 submissions a year. About 50% of those are accepted. About 50% of the submissions are international. About 25% of those international submissions are accepted. Your division is a growing division within Crop Science, so it's great to see the papers coming in. Beth and Paul are doing a great job moving those papers through, but at any point, if you have any concerns about Crop Science, please let me know. Talk to us either through them or directly to me. I'm happy to hear about that. Just a couple other comments about the society. Mark Mendelbaum has been hired as the new director of publications across the societies, and he's working on a digital database to digitize all the previous books and put all the journal content together and bundle that and sell that to different institutions. So that's one of the initiatives going forward. And across the societies overall, we're also trying to focus on review and interpretation articles, which tend to have a high citation factor. So if you have good ideas for those, let us know. And then also, if you have any ideas for books, they're interested in publishing books, so you can contact the societies about those. That's all I really have to say. If you have a quick question, I'm happy to answer. Otherwise, please email me anytime.
Any questions or comments for Sean? Thank you very much. Very good. So I also circulated via email the annual chair's report. Hopefully you had a chance to look at it. But in that report, I discussed activities related to the Chris Stigler Travel Award, which will be discussed later today under new business, so I won't deliberate that point. Hopefully you all enjoyed the revival of the newsletter that I put together this year to try to help keep the division more informed of the activities of the division as the year went along. Any comments, improvements on that concept, please forward those to Brian Horgan, who will be our incoming chair. We certainly would like to continue that process of keeping the membership within C5 updated and organized. A little bit of our statistics were in that annual report on the meeting. We had about 205 papers, including our symposium papers, which are coming today. So as you've noticed through the week, this is a very busy meeting. There's a lot of papers to try to squeeze in. We're roughly half student, a little more than half student papers, and the rest being non-student papers. I believe, Tony, what was it, 122 papers, I think it was, for student papers. So there were some meeting statistics in that report. And it broke things out by topical session, et cetera. There's a number of thanks that I certainly want to give thanks to people on the symposium committee as well as the extension committee for their input in trying to plan and organize the meeting. And so those folks will be certainly recognized during their annual reports. Ron Calhoun and a number of people helped out with upgrading the website. The Crop Science Society is always urging us to improve our website, so if anyone within the membership has ideas on how to do that and how to upgrade it, please let us know, because we are charged by the society to try to make our websites better and more active. I will talk about later what the nominating committee activity resulted in a later report in the business meeting. The executive committee did a number of things this year, including a response to GCSA related to some of the research issues, and that turned out to be a relatively positive process. Obviously, not everybody was happy with the way we addressed every issue there, but Mike Richardson and I have been continuing to dialogue with GCSA about their research program, and there's been some very positive spinoff of our actions earlier this year related to that issue. And anybody wants any more details on it, I'd be happy to discuss it with them later on. Other things with the executive committee, we decided to approve a golf tournament related to the Stigler Fund. Brian Horgan talked about that on Sunday evening during the What's New in Industry session. That was approved at the planning committee meeting that we had Tuesday morning. So Brian is, you're going to be hearing more about that from Brian as time goes on, what we're going to do about raising money for that graduate student travel fund. The executive committee also has looked at the bylaws, and I'll give you a little bit more update on that later on in the agenda, but we are going to need to do something with our bylaws. And then the last thing that the executive committee has, well, the some of the executive group in combination with the extension group has looked at recrafting that charge of the extension committee, and so you'll get a report later on about the details of that. And any questions or comments about the annual report from the division? Okay, well, hearing none, then I'll bring up Mike Richardson to talk about the C5 board report.
Okay, thank you, Jim. We didn't have Maria or any of the other, I think, crop science presidents or president-elects show up this morning. So first thing, first order of business is always to for the societies to show appreciation for the division chair that led us this year. And so, Jim, the society appreciates your work this year as chair of C5. And I think there's a certificate somewhere, but I was not given it. So we'll find out where that certificate is.
It's in the mail, right?
It's in the mail. Just a pretty short report this morning. Membership in the society has been relatively flat the last few years, but that's good. We're not losing members, which some other societies are experiencing. And our financial situation remains actually quite strong. We made money again this year, and seems to be most of that is coming from publications such as Crop Science. So encourage all of our members, when you're considering publications, consider crop science publications, CSSA publications first. So I encourage you to continue to support those activities, because those are the big money makers for this society. Last year we mentioned that the board had been working on some grand challenges as part of a strategic plan. That was on the web as a wiki, so you were encouraged to go and take a look at that. I know all of you did, and made comments on that. Actually, the feedback we got was that there was very little feedback on the grand challenges. So we must have done an outstanding job of coming up with some grand challenges, since there was little feedback. But again, I encourage you to look at that, because again, that's kind of the strategic map that the society is following to try to encourage some really progressive ideas as we move forward. Annual meetings continue to have good attendance, and so that's a good sign. And I think that's about it. So any questions for the board? Eric Watkins is going to be incoming board rep for C5 beginning in January, so it's been a pleasure for me to serve in that capacity. And any questions? All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. As Mike mentioned, he's rotating off as a board rep for Crop Science, and Eric Watkins will be the incoming board rep for CSSA from C5. Next on the agenda is the technical editor's report. I believe Paul will be doing that.
Good morning. Beth Gertal and I are technical editors for your division. I attended the technical editors meeting for Crop Science yesterday. I think Sean covered a couple of things earlier this morning. I would point out that I learned that the Crop Science impact factor was up slightly. Everyone seems to be very pleased. We've finally broken 2.0. That's up from 1.73 the prior year. So we are making progress in terms of impact factor. As he mentioned, our overall acceptance rate for Crop Science is right around 50%, and I'd say our division is about the same, although I don't have those stats in front of me. This year, our publications are up in this division, so you're to be congratulated for that. Publications, we have 31 publications accepted for print through the end of this year. That's up from 24 in 2010 and in 2009. That puts us at an official ranking of fourth, but pretty close to second place in terms of overall divisions, in terms of number of publications published. As Sean mentioned, we are a growing division in terms of number of publications, and I think you're to be congratulated for that. So I just wanted to thank all of you that have submitted papers, have written papers, and submitted them to Crop Science. All of those of you who have participated in the review process, I know it's, you're not getting paid for this. It's a voluntary process, and it doesn't work without you because this is a members-driven process. I would like to especially thank the AEs. We have an excellent set of AEs in this division. Those include Dr. Cale Bigelow, Dan Bowman, Dale Bramer, Michelle DaCosta, Scott Ebden, Karen Harris-Schultz, Kevin Kenworthy, Mike Richardson, Scott Warnke, and we have two new editors, AEs, coming on. Those are Brian Horgan and Kevin Frank. Again, I encourage those of you who are not participating in the review process, probably our biggest problem is that our AEs have trouble identifying qualified reviewers within our division to review the papers. In many cases, I've heard horror stories where they've contacted as many as 10 or 12 reviewers before they've gotten the number of reviews that are needed. So I encourage you to step up to the plate, consider reviewing papers, but do it in a timely manner. Our review times keep dropping. Our overall acceptance times keep dropping. Days to acceptance now for the overall journal is about 74 days on average. We're shooting for about 60. So we're making progress, but we're not there yet. If you have any questions or concerns, you can direct them to Sean or to Beth or I. We'll be at the back of the room after the meeting. So thank you.
Next is the Applied Turfgrass Science Report, Jack Fry.
Thank you, Jim. For those of you that aren't familiar with it, Applied Turfgrass Science is a part of the Plant Management Network set of publications that is an online-only publication. The others include Crop Management, Plant Health Progress, Forage and Grazing Lands. ATS was started in 2004 as part of an initiative from C5. Over the past year, we've had 40 submissions to Applied Turfgrass Science with a 57% acceptance rate. And that acceptance rate has pretty much been what we've seen since 2006, right at about 56%. Again, this is an online-only publication. We would encourage you to publish in ATS. More applied research, maybe something that wouldn't be directed so much to crop science, but this would allow you to publish articles maybe with color photographs, color figures, maybe even videos could be included in the publication. In addition to just research articles, ATS will also accept reviews. If you have thoughts on a review, briefs, symposium proceedings, they can be refereed or not, diagnostic guides or management guides, all of those. One thing that I think we should make an announcement about, I think that we put a lot of work into, is that over the past year, we've been working with GCSA to develop a formal agreement on publication. And up until now, it's been kind of informal in terms of article publications. But just this week, in fact, there was an announcement. If you check your email from yesterday, if you get GCSA this week, a formal agreement was put in place between PMN, or Applied Turfgrass Science, and Golf Course Management. So they will now publish four articles a year that are also published. We will co-publish four articles a year. It will appear first in ATS and then in Golf Course Management. It will also allow members of GCSA a discounted subscription rate to ATS. They will give a fairly broad presence to ATS in their emails to make superintendents aware of this. So we're really excited about that partnership as we move down the road. I'd like to thank Scott Hollister, the editor of Golf Course Management, for working with me, as well as Phil Bogdan at Plant Management Network. Lastly, the technical editors at ATS put in a lot of work through the year. Appreciate their help. Doug Karcher, David Held, Bruce Martin, Steve Keeley, Mike Goatley, Paul Johnson, Zach Riker, and Mike Fidanza. Thank you all, and all the associate editors and other reviewers as well. Thank you.
Okay, next on the agenda is to move into the standing committees. Cale Bigelow cannot be with us today. He sent me a brief report indicating that the committee will be active during 2012 to help out with planning's activities for the 2012 annual meetings. With that, then, we'll move on to the special symposium committee, and Aaron Patton will be reporting.
Good morning. I want to tell you just a little bit about the symposium committee, and I'll take a few extra minutes to tell you a little bit about how this committee works, because prior to coming on this committee last year, I was pretty clueless about the whole process, and I think many of you are probably the same. So the way the symposium committee works is our task is to meet with all the other committees, the education committee, the extension committee, the graduate students, industry, and so on throughout the year, and try to coordinate or come up with ideas for topics that would be of interest for C5 members in a symposium the following year at the conference. And the way this process works is our chair actually has to submit these ideas and topics very soon after this meeting, within a month of this meeting. And so we really have to be organized well in advance and pretty much submit our ideas almost a year in advance for this meeting. And so the task of the symposium committee, again, is to coordinate with these other committees to then assemble all those ideas into one group. And then we as a symposium committee, in conjunction with the chair, kind of develop a ranking of these ideas for symposiums at our conference the following year. And then the chair is really limited on how many symposiums they can request. And so it may be that the teaching group has a really good idea for a symposium, and so does the industry group, but we might only be able to take one of those just because of the limited slots we have. So we do have the capability also to co-sponsor symposium with other divisions and even across societies as well, and we do that from time to time, and we did that this year. So our group is C5. We sponsored two symposium out of our group that year, our group this year. That was the What's New in the Industry symposium on Sunday, and the symposium which will follow our business meeting today, the introduction of the Turfgrass Monograph. We also co-sponsored two symposiums. One was a co-sponsor with S6 on urban soils, and that was held on Monday. And then one I'll point your attention to will be this afternoon, and that's a co-sponsor of a session with the Education and Extension group out of ASA on internet tools for distance education, and our C5 member John Kaminsky will be co-presenting that symposium starting at 1 o'clock. Our committee is made up of Dave Kopeck, Derek Park, Brian Schwartz, Stan Koska, and Gerald Henry, and Brian Schwartz will be taking over as chair next year. So if you have ideas for symposium topics to at future conferences, please let myself or other members of the committee know. We have to make these decisions fairly quickly after this year's meeting. Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron. And I'll just reiterate a little bit of what Aaron mentioned there, you know, the activities of the division are really strongly membership driven. Obviously, the chair has to coordinate things and make things happen, but this meeting is far bigger than one person, so activity from within the membership through the committees is really critical. If you have ideas and suggestions, please bring them forward, because it is a team effort, and I certainly appreciate the work of the symposium committee helping me out this year, putting the program together. excuse me, the next committee report is the awards and professional advancement, and that'll be Mike Fidanza reporting. Mike?
All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, it's a pleasure to be a member of this committee. We have a lot of fun, enjoy what we do. It's very important to promote what we do in C5 and secure nominations, recommendations, suggestions for many of you. So keep them coming. We have to keep promoting what we do here in C5. So many of us were active getting letters and nomination letters and recommendations. The committee members there, and I think many of us have been on here 2 or 3 years now, so we'll be rotating off. So if any of you have an inclination about joining this committee, please consider it. This is a real good committee to be a member of. Okay. Well, the historian report will tell you more about the Grammy Fellows and Crop Science Fellow and the Fred Growl Award. These are just some of the awards we were trying to secure. So, and also keep us in mind for future recommendations. For next year. And also I want to bring your attention to this Boyle Coast Conference. This was, I was told, one of the first times that the Boyle Coast funding went for a turf grass-related conference. It's going to be, it's a long title there. I'm not sure who thought of that. But it's going to be in Scenic Historic Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, May 2012. It's right across the street from the Constitution Center. You can see the Liberty Bell. And there's the website, constructedrootzones.org. Go to that website. There's more information. We're trying to bring in an international audience of soil physics and soil chemistry and soil biology gurus. They're sit them in a room with some turf folks and really get dive into this constructed root zones and the theory and the practices and the principles. And Philadelphia's not a bad place to have at that time of year. Okay, so please consider joining us for that, constructedrootzones.org. Again, this was part of the committee. We put this proposal together and got the funding from Brocos, and we're getting some other funding as well. So it should be a good event. And hopefully, if we get information to come out of this in the form of a proceedings or abstracts or things like that, then we could publish them in Applied Turf Sciences, as Jack mentioned. Okay? That's all I had.
Thanks, Mike. The evening program continues to be in rest, and if anybody ever has an interest in reviving that, please bring that forward to the chair. On to the ad hoc committee reports. The extension committee report will be Jim Brosnan.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning, everybody. The Extension Committee is made up of myself, Doug Soldat, Kelly Kopp, Patrick McCullough, Justin Moss, and Aaron Patton. As Aaron mentioned in his presentation, we co-sponsored a symposium this year, Internet Tools for Distance Education, with the ASA Community on Social Media and Extension. John Kaminsky will be representing C5 in that effort. Our big activity this year was we met on Sunday night to discuss as a group the role of the Extension Committee within C5 moving forward. As Aaron alluded to, historically our role has been to provide timely symposiums for C5 members. We'd kind of like to change our focus this year with a name change as well. We'd like to broaden our responsibilities to become the Ad Hoc Committee on Turfgrass Science, Policy, and Engagement. We worked on Sunday night to come up with sort of a mission statement of sorts, which reads that our charge would be to develop, promote, and support activities related to turfgrass science and environmental policy. When feasible, we'd like to pay particular attention to cooperation with other tri-society divisions and sections and the CSSA Science Policy Committee. We'd like to explore models to engage governmental and non-governmental agencies involved in legislating practices for landscape management. We hope that this will be supported by the C5 membership as a group. We were really excited about it. We think it's a way to expand our role within C5 and hopefully engage more membership. To that end, Greg Munshaw and Paul Johnson will be joining the committee this year, and Doug Soldat will become the new committee chair. Thanks.
Thanks, Jim, and I've decided to accept the recommendation, and I will forward that on to Brian Horgan to take action with the development of the new committee under the new name, and we'll move forward with that. The next is the webpage committee, and I don't believe that Ron is here. Just point out, as I mentioned in my annual report, Ron was very helpful in trying to do some upgrades to the website, and I will, again, ask the membership for ideas on trying to enhance the website. The society would like to have all division websites upgraded and enhanced wherever possible, so please let us know if you have some ideas on how to do that. And we are continuing to try to get more material on the website. I've made it a point in my tenure here as chair to try to get more historical records loaded up onto the website so that any member who's interested in looking at how we do business and what business has been done, those materials can be found on our website. And as past chair, I've committed to Brian to continue along those lines, trying to get our records more readily available digitally to you through the website. With that, we'll move on to the industry committee report, and Bob Harriman will be presenting.
Here we go. As you can see, the members of the industry committee are Bria Lohman, Gary Custis, Dan Loeffner, Ben Hamza, Chris Forth, Dave Spack, and myself. We started off Sunday evening. Sunday evening was a big evening for us, and our favorite event of the week for us is obviously the graduate dinner. And I'm happy to say that we've invited a record number of folks out for dinner with various members of industry. At 25 was a number. That's always a successful and a fun evening, and we get good feedback from graduate students, so we're happy to continue to do that. The second thing that we look forward to is the judging the student posters, and I'm going to leave that to Leah. Leah is coordinates that for us, and we'll present that at the appropriate section. Thank you, Gary, for herding everybody and getting everything pulled together for the graduate dinner. What's new in industry? As a lot of you know, that was a pretty popular event, something we did every year. It kind of fell off, and we tried to revive it last year, not very successfully, not in spite of hard work to get folks to come in. So the social, I think, was a great way to get everybody in, get everybody together. We had five presenters. Thanks, Dennis, for being an academic presenter. That's something we've been trying to pull in, we think that was pretty successful, which that was led by Dan Loeffner. And that kind of leads us into the last update we'd like to share with you all. One of the things that we've been talking about within the industry committee is alternating a what's new session every other year as far as products or techniques or whatnot. And in the alternate year, trying to bring out some of the issues and concerns that are facing the industry. Ben did a good job in his presentation on what's new to introduce some of that. We'd like to make that a little bit more formal, share with everybody what we're hearing, what some of the concerns. You've heard it, you know, it's pesticides, it's phosphorus, it's nitrogen in either Maryland or Florida or, you know, the Great Lakes. So we'd like to kind of formalize that a little bit more, share that with you, share some learnings, talking points, and hopefully empower all of us to be better advocates for our industry. And we'll be working with Doug and the extension folks to try to put together a little bit of a program. Short, sweet, to the point, and probably on Sunday night, but that is to be worked out with Brian. Any questions? Thank you.
Excellent. So you can see next year's program is already being developed as we speak. But that to clue you in, again, Aaron mentioned this, and you're seeing evidence with Bob. The planning process for the next meeting starts well in advance of when many people might think it is. It's already underway, and so please keep that in mind as you might have ideas that they have to come early and very soon for them to be effective for the meeting coming up in 2012. The slide monograph report, Keith Carnock cannot be here with us today. He is retired but still active at the University of Georgia. He says hello to all. He says that progress is being made. He's making a recommendation to change the name to the Turfgrass CD Monograph. And so we're going to probably be modifying that committee name, Brian. The recommendation has been made, and I will leave it up to Brian to move forward with that recommendation as he sees fit. The two things to report out of that committee are there are a couple of what has been previously called slide monographs, but they are digital now. Turf Growth Regulation by Tom Watchke, Joe DiPaolo, and Dennis Shepard. It has been reviewed. It's gone through production. It's about to be released. I don't believe it's available yet, but it's very soon. This is a CD that has about 122 slides, and it's designed to be appropriate for either classroom or extension presentation. And then Ali Haravandi is working on irrigating with recycled water, and also that's in the final review and editing stage, and that is expected to be available for sale after the first of the year. Is Ali in the room? Does he want to make a comment on that? I'm not sure if Ali's here. All right. Thanks, Ali. Student Affairs Committee. Dustin?
Thank you and good morning. I'm Dustin Lewis, serving as the chair for the C5 graduate student organization. So far, we've got a very good turnout of students interested in participating in this group. We'll be rotating off after this, so we'll have some positions open to serve on the board. And also, if you're interested in serving as chair eventual, please come up afterwards and we can discuss some of that. Last year, we hosted our first symposium in Long Beach, focused on graduate student success. Presenting professionally was our title. We had a very good turnout from both industry and academics and graduate students last year, and we're hoping to get some ideas together to give to Dr. Patton about possible symposium ideas for next year. So any students interested, please come up and meet me afterwards. Back up. Also, we have launched a C5 Turfgrass Graduate Association Facebook group. Roughly right now we have about 66 members, but I see that we have much more than that in here. So if you're on Facebook, just do a quick search for the C5 graduate student group. It's open for anybody. You can add your colleagues, friends, and it's just a great way for members to be able to discuss ideas and network with each other. If you meet somebody here, you lose their business card or contact information, you know, that'd be good for everyone to get on there and just be able to be involved. So. Thank you much, and just plan on meeting me afterwards if you're interested in participating. Thank you.
Thank you, Dustin. On to the International Turfgrass Society report by Bruce Clark.
Thanks, Jim. Give a short report for the International Turfgrass Society. The midterm board meeting was held the 11th through 13th of July, this past July, in Beijing, to discuss plans for the 2013 International Turfgrass Research Conference. Your representatives are Jim Murphy and Carl Dannenberger, who are the two U.S. reps on the board. Jim also serves as the recording secretary. John Cesar is treasurer, Nathaniel Walker is newsletter editor, and I am the incoming president-elect for 2013-2017, and Dai Ying Ling also is assisting the president, the current president, who's Lai Bo Han from China with that meeting. The 12th International Turf Research Conference will be held in 2013, in July, 14th to 19th. In Beijing at the Beijing Friendship Hotel. They'll have oral and poster presentations, approximately 10 invited speakers giving some invited symposium speakers. They'll have technical tours, pre- and post-conference tours. Typical sessions, as in the past, will be on establishment, management, pest physiology, genetics and breeding, sports field construction, soil physics and root zone construction, soil nutrition, irrigation and water conservation, and environmental issues. So not too much of a departure from previous conferences. And although the registration fees will be too announced, they'll be approximately $550 U.S. And to add this year, this coming conference, they're going to have a student competition, which is new and hopefully well-received. These next two slides are from Mike Fidanza, who is the current editor-in-chief of the volume 12 of this conference. And this information will be on the website very soon, which you can see up there, the URL. It'll have, among other things, a message from Mike. It'll have instructions to the authors. It'll have recently revised standards for publication, which a lot of people have been questioning what are the standards for this publication. And Jim Murphy headed a committee which updated those standards, as well as having guidelines for the paper reviews and a calendar or a schedule. They'll have the title summary form will be able to be submitted online. There'll be other information in terms of manuscript templates and what have you. One of the new things is that the manuscripts will be submitted online via manuscript tracker, so most of you are familiar with that. It's a little bit hard to read here, but I'll just cover a couple of things. In terms of the calendar schedule, which is important to realize, there'll be two different types of papers, research paper, which also can include reviews, issues, case studies, as well as short communication papers. One of the important deadlines or one of the important dates you want to remember is November 1st, which is the first opportunity to submit title summaries. Encourage you to do that as soon as possible to give Mike and the committee a chance to formulate their conference agenda. The last date for that for title summaries will be February 1st. And then there are other important dates which will be available on the website to read. And then finally, in terms of ITS membership, encourage you to join. If you haven't joined, if you haven't renewed your membership, please do so as soon as possible. The membership goes from 2010 to 2013. It's $300 for full members, $1,000 for sustaining, and then a new student category for $150. And this year, payment can be made on PayPal, which is very convenient, allowing you to use all major credit cards, or if you decide not to use PayPal, you can either use wire transfers, checks, or American Express. You must also submit the mentorship form, which is available on the TURF website, which the TURF Center website or the TURF Society website is turfsociety.com, and memberships are required and published in the journal. And this entitles you to a copy of the proceedings, which is very important, as well as significant discounts for registrations at the conference. And if you have any questions, please see John Cesar. And then last but not least, we also covered information at the midterm meeting on the website. This has recently been updated by Tom Shung. The website URL is turfsociety.com. It includes information on ITS, news items, membership information, which is important. You can get all your links and to pay memberships, and also information about the ITRC journal. And also, it's an archive of information, past table of contents from the journals, as well as previous issues of the journals for members. And finally, the newsletter, Nathaniel Walker is the editor. This is published electronically twice a year, September and then again in February. And we just encourage all the members of ITS to submit information. You can either do that directly to Nathaniel or to any of the board members. And this includes news items at your university, photos, just something to make things interesting and give some of your colleagues in other countries an idea of what's going on here in the U.S. So, Jim, thanks very much.
Thanks, Bruce, for filling in for me and Carl. I figured you didn't want to listen to me so much, so we brought a different face up. And Bruce is will be the president-elect for 2017 at the next ITS meeting. Okay, next on the agenda then is the Turfgrass Breeders Association Breeders' Cup Award.
The Turfgrass Breeders Association presents an annual award to a turfgrass breeder who's developed a cultivar with novel or unique characteristics. The award this year is presented to Dr. William Meyer. Bill, would you come forward? Dr. Meyer is a professor of plant biology and pathology and director of turfgrass breeding at Rutgers University, where he specializes in breeding and development of turfgrass cultivars for 9 different cool season species. You know, water conservation has been a big part of our society for the last few years, but it's just been recently that cool season breeders have started to put significant emphasis on breeding for more drought-tolerant grasses. Mallard Kentucky Bluegrass represents one of those grasses. It has exhibited outstanding performance under drought conditions. Its performance has been documented in a crop science article where it required much less water to retain acceptable turf quality. It was trialed in the 2000 NTEP trials, and its PV was received in 2003. Bill, on behalf of the Turfgrass Breeders Association, I'd like to present you with this award. You don't get to give it. I can give it. That's good. All right. Congratulations and well deserved.
Thank you. I just would like to thank Kenny Hignite for making the nomination, and my technicians back home, Ron Barra, Dirk Smith, and Melissa Wilson, and Dr. Stacy Bonus that all helped on this project. Thanks.
Okay, moving along, we'll go into the historian report. Unfortunately, Frank Rossi, because of a family illness, is not able to be with us. But Frank has found an able substitute, so.
We'll see.
Frank sends his apologies. He's got an illness in the family he had to attend to, so he did send best wishes and everything else. And on a lighter note, in typical Frank fashion, we saw this for the first time last night about midnight, and it took about how long to download, Jim?
That's why we got started late this morning.
So it wasn't an easy task, and Frank never makes anything easy. So this is the C5 historian report. Let's start with new hires. Jeff Marvin, PhD, PBI Gordon Field Research, PhD at Clemson under Burt McCarty. Ben Worley, PhD, Assistant Professor of Turfgrass Ecology at Texas A&M University. Kurt Steinke, PhD, Assistant Professor of Turfgrass Ecology at Michigan State University. And then we got a new hire at the University of Nebraska, Keenan Edmondson, and thank God we can pay him enough that he got a razor and a haircut. Sorry, Keenan, you left the door open. You send a picture like that, you're going to hear something. We also had a fair amount of promotion showing that the C5 people have done really well in that regard. Eric Watkins at the University of Minnesota was promoted to associate professor in turfgrass science. Stacy Bonos was an associate professor of turfgrass breeding at Rutgers University. Eric Lyons was also promoted to associate professor at the University of Guelph. Yankee Wu, Associate Professor of Grass Breeding and Genetics at Oklahoma State University. Megan Canale, Associate Professor of Plant Pathology at K-State. So those of you that are in the tenure track and wondering if you're going to make it, it happens. Eric Irvin was promoted to professor at Virginia Polytech University. And Mike Fidanza, he's the one on the right, Professor of Plant and Soil Sciences at Penn State University. The moving, so we had some moving around that went on. Eric Meltner, he also needs to buy a razor and get a haircut. But anyway, moved to Agrium Advanced Technologies. And Frank Wong, he's the goofy one on the right as well. UC Riverside to Bayer Environmental Sciences. Greg Munshaw went to Mississippi State University to the University of Kentucky. Ron Calhoun went from Michigan State University to Residex Turfgrass in Novi, Michigan. Gerald Henry, Texas Tech University to Endowed Professor of Environmental Turfgrass Science at the University of Georgia. That's a big move for Gerald, so congratulations on that. Local regional awards, and before I do this, I just want to make a little soapbox, quick little soapbox thing. You'll notice names come up frequently. The people that are up on the front desk here, the people that are announced and active in the society, and you see they are the ones that get the awards. So just a note out there, it's never too young to get started. Volunteer for things early in your career, and you'll find out that, you know, it may seem thankless at the time, but people recognize your work later in your career, and you get to get some of these local and regional and, more importantly, the national awards. And the deans and administrators really like that when you pick those up, so keep that in mind. The Search for Excellence in Landscape Horticulture Award in the Southern Region category went to Dennis Martin et al. From the National Association of County Agricultural Agents. Mike Goatley at Virginia Polytech, the Alumni Award for Excellence in Extension. Tom Samples, University of Tennessee, recognized for 25 years of service to the university. Jim Bronson at University of Tennessee, the 2011 Tennessee Turfgrass Association Professional of the Year Award. Greg Bell, the Kasner, I'm assuming that's College of Agricultural Science and Natural Resources, Exemplary Faculty Award for Oklahoma State University Ag Alumni Association, which is awarded to those faculty recognized by graduates to have made the most significant contribution to their success in industry. Cale Bigelow, Purdue University, the David C. Flender Outstanding Counselor, College of Agriculture, and also a fellow of the Purdue University Teaching Academy and Book of Great Teachers. Once again, where's Mike? On the right. The Dr. John E. Baylor Award for Scholarship and Research from the Atlantic Seed Association. John Sorokin, the 2011 University of Tennessee College of Agricultural and Natural Resources Outstanding Advisor Award. 2011 ER Prof. Lidvell Outstanding Teaching Award. Dale Bremer, Kansas State University, Outstanding Research Award from Gamma Sigma Delta, the Honor Society of Agriculture. Nice legs, Dale. Gerald Henry, Outstanding Young Faculty Award for 2011 for the College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources at Texas Tech. Bingru Wong, Ralph Geiger Endowed Chair Professor in Turfgrass Science at Rutgers University. Eric Nelson, you got a bag of seed, really, Eric? You didn't get a picture to him? Eric Nelson and Mike Foss, Chairman's Awards. National awards. These are the ones at the fellow awards and that sort of thing. Emily Morowitz, a PhD with Dr. Wong, 2011 Gerald O. Mott Scholarship Award, Meritorious Graduate Students in Crop Science. We don't get many of these in C5, so this is a big deal. They tend to go to the more sows, plows, and cows group, so we're really happy to see some others getting those kind of awards. Dr. Aaron Patton, Purdue University, was elected to the American Society of Agronomy Board of Directors as the Early Career Representative. John Sorokin, the 2011 Dr. William Daniels STMA Founders Education Award. Yankee Wu, 2011 Early Career Scientist Award of National Plant Breeders Association. Steve Keeley, Kansas State University, 2011 Teacher Fellow of NACTA, the North American Colleges and Teachers of Agriculture. ASA Fellow, Mike Richardson, PhD, Professor at the University of Arkansas. I'm not going to say anything about the hair. Kind of got a Michael Jackson thing going there. Fred B. Grau Turfgrass Science Award, Jack Fry, Kansas State University. The Grau Award is a pretty significant award. It's given to somebody with a lifetime achievement in turfgrass science. So congratulations, Jack. CSSA Fellow Beth Gertal, a professor at Auburn University. What happened to Mike? Did we get Mike? I guess we did. I made fun of his hair. Okay, retirements. If you retire, they name a place after you, apparently. A.J. Powell, Turfgrass Research Center. It's for those of you that have never had the encounter or time to travel or whatever with A.J., he will be missed, and we wish him well in his retirement, but not all of you are going to get a location named after you. Steve Cockerham and Vic Jabot, both retired from Vic at Arde, but Steve retired from the UC Riverside system. Steve Cockerham's done a lot of sports turf work and also was actively involved in a number of major projects. Kevin Turner retired from Scott's Miracle-Gro. Now, passings. This is never a good card to hear. We have one passing that's not listed. Ed Kinbacher at the University of Nebraska, emeritus professor at UNL, passed away. He was 83. But the one that probably is more of a gut check for a lot of us is when one of our young scientists is lost in a very tragic accident. You've heard about it. But James Chris Stegler, 1978 to 2010, those are the ones that kind of make us all realize what things are important. And I would like to make a little quick moment of reflection. Bow your heads or say a prayer, whatever you're in tune to. Thank you.
Thank you, Rock. Next report is the graduate student competition.
I kind of like how you do that, Rock. Yeah. Better than Frank, I'd say. Don't let them know that. Okay, so the graduate student competition, as you heard, we had about 122 papers, I think. So more than half of the papers by this division. It's a formidable task. Okay, Bruce, don't be disruptive. Oh, that wasn't you. Okay, we got something happening up front here. We'll work around it. But yeah, it's quite a task. You know, I've been a judge in the past, but you don't see everything that goes, behind the scenes. And especially want to thank Leah. She's been the constant. How many years you've been doing this, Leah? Too many, huh? Yeah. But she's been the constant year in and year out. She kind of keeps the ship going in the right direction, keeps us organized. And so it's just a few notes here about how this was divided up, because there are so many papers. We need a lot of judges in order to keep it somewhat orderly and functional and allow, not wear out our judges. This is kind of how it was divided up. So industry provides awards, and so this year we have two awards, one in oral and one in poster. And then the Turf Breeders Association, one in oral, one in poster. And then C5, we have four oral and three poster awards. And the way you'll kind of see how the C5 were divided up. But Leah really does this. She kind of, and also working with Jim, and I did get a lot of good comments, Jim, and I was getting credit for this for some reason. I had nothing to do with this, folks, but just the way that the papers were organized, it made it easy for the judges to do judging and kind of how they were categorized, and so that credit goes to Jim for putting the program together. But it did make it easier to do the judging and get around and see certain types of papers. And so they were kind of divided up by like physiology, turf pathology, and that type of thing. And it, so we were comparing apples to apples, so you didn't have a dollar spot paper being compared to an overseeding kind of a project. So, and again, that credit goes to Leah, how she kind of divided these up. So about 120 papers, and the students, this gave the students greater opportunity, I guess, to win, okay? But you're in a smaller group, and it just kind of facilitated judging. We get a lot of questions about the judging forms from, not so much the students, but from the advisors. The students think that we should provide those. And we have this debate like every year, don't we, Leah? It's been going for years. We'll continue that conversation, not here, okay? But we're not going to supply those forms to the students this year. But we can continue that conversation and maybe find a workable solution to provide some feedback to the students on how their papers were judged. So that'll be something for you, Brian. And Jim, because Jim gets to do this next year. And you thought this year was hard. No. Actually, it's great because you get to work with Leah, and she really does all the work. Okay. Okay, so we want to thank our judges, and there are a lot of you out there, and a lot of you did multiple sections, and so we're very grateful. And again, this is one of those great volunteer opportunities, and we cannot have too many judges, so please consider next year when are you doing this again, Eric, for the turf breeders? Yeah, probably. Okay. So when Leah and Eric and Jim put out a request for judges, don't be shy. It's gratifying. It is hard work, but it's also gratifying. You get energized interviewing the students. Their enthusiasm and just the quality of the papers is it's a pretty neat thing to do. So, and hopefully we didn't leave anyone's name off of here. We were typing these either at 1 o'clock last night or at 6:30 this morning, so hopefully we got everybody's name in there. We apologize if anyone isn't acknowledged here. Okay, so since I put this PowerPoint together and Leah was out partying, and I don't know where Eric was, I've got my papers on slides. They're going to announce theirs orally. So what I'm going to do is show the C5, and I'm going to go by Monday and Tuesday. So first, no dramatic music here, anything. So this was the morning, Monday morning oral sessions. Okay. And this is the other Monday morning oral session. And then we go into the posters in the afternoon. And here is the other one. So we had four of those. So I'll leave those up there for a second for you all to digest. I'm not going to read all the titles and all the authors and all that, but so congratulations to all those. And it was one comment, and you have to take this in the right light. It's a great analogy. One of the judges says, this is like judging an NTEP tall fescue trial. And I would agree. I think Sean Bush, if Sean's in here, he gets credit for that. And I agree. It was like, and when I looked at the scores, I mean, it's like everything is like really close. All the students are just amazing, really. There were no Kentucky 31s in the competition that I could see. Okay. And then Tuesday. So this is the turf pathology. And there we go. And then the poster. So we'll obviously publish these on the website and probably other places, GCSA, Golf Course Management, and some other publications. So these will be publicized. Okay. And Leah and Eric are going to announce their winners.
So the industry, another short person. Have you ever noticed that most of the women in turf are short? Anyway. So the industry committee also, we gave two awards, one poster and one oral. And our poster winner is Caitlin Veneer, Rutgers University, Stephen Hart, and Carrie Mansu for response of tall fescue cultivars to mesotrione applied at establishment. And I will tell you, in those posters, there were like seven papers that were within a few points of each other by the time that we totaled them up. It's like Tony said, the quality is amazing. And then for the oral, the winner was Paul Koch, University of Wisconsin-Madison, James Kearns, using ELISA to determine the effects of temperature on the degradation of the fungicide chlorothalonil and iprodione on golf course turf grasses. So congratulations to them.
The Turf Breeders Association Awards for the oral competition goes to Ching Mao from Penn State for her presentation on the evolutionary origin of Poa annua. And for the posters, the award goes to James Cross from Rutgers for his poster on responses of tall fescue genotypes to heat and drought stress. Congratulations.
Well, thank you for that report, and thanks to all the students for the fine job and presentations that they do. Dave Chalmers will give a report on the turfgrass tour.
Yeah, I'll stay here. It's a pleasure to host the turfgrass tour. Tours always rely on those people that can help.
Oh, we've got some pictures.
The right information specific to the local site. So thanks to Mark Peterson from San Antonio Water System that helped us understand water conservation in San Antonio and the recycled water program. The first site, the Gulf Coast site of record, as well as Trinity University, which is the second site. Thank you, Mike Schweitzer, director of grounds there. And then the very shy sauce producer, David Begay. I appreciate his interest in developing new grasses and the consistency of work he's doing cooperatively with the University of Georgia. So we had a good turf tour. We had 54 attendees. We had a waiting list. And it was a pleasure to post the tour, and I got a lot of good comments about having a half-day tour. Thanks for those comments. Appreciate it.
Yes, I think it was very well received, David, and I appreciate you doing all that hard work of organizing that turfgrass tour. The CSSA and Divisional Officer Elections and Nominations report is next. The nominees that the nominating committee came forward with for the C5 chair-elect for 2013 are Rob Golombewski and Doug Karcher. So, please watch for the elections and vote according to your interests there. And then also the C5 has the opportunity to put forward a nominee to the CSA president for election. Coming forward, we will be putting John Steyer forward this year. I want to call out to the membership, we need to vote if we are interested in getting representation at the society level, at the presidential level. We have had some very near elections in recent years with candidates on the ballot, and I don't know the details of the voting, but my understanding is our group does not vote as a block as aggressively as other divisions do, and so I call out to you to pay attention when that email comes to do CSSA elections, to go in there and be an active participant in that process. If we're successful in getting John forward as a nomination, he shows up on the ballot, I'm sure John would certainly appreciate your support, and I encourage you to do so, so that we can be represented at the highest levels of the board with issues pertaining to C5. Moving on to old business, the turfgrass monograph. If John Steyer, the aforementioned John Steyer, would come forward.
Thank you, Jim. I'd like to thank the other associate editors, Stacy Bonos and Brian Horgan, for helping me out on this, as well as all the authors and the reviewers. We've had 76 authors and over 80 reviewers on the monograph chapters. We've got 30 chapters coming out. Most of the chapters are in. The rest are in final revisions with the authors. Some of the authors have started getting galley proofs back from headquarters. So we expect to see it published in 2012, and at that point it will no longer show up under old business, I think, because it'll be done. We do have a symposium following this business meeting today. We have selected six representative chapters to be presented in short segments. And everyone has taken a different tact in how they're going to do the presentations. It should be very interesting to give you kind of a heads up in terms of what is coming out in the monograph. So it should be pretty cool. Thanks.
Thanks, John. Next would be the NTEP report. Kevin Morris.
Thank you, Jim. I guess I'll always be an old business. It's just the state of things here. Just have a couple NTEP items and then one other item for you this morning. First thing is we all want to hear some good news. Good news is we're weathering some pretty tough financial times with the economy and the state of the seed industry and things are looking up. I see light at the end of the tunnel for us. Made a lot of changes to our operating expenses and other things, and changed our entry fee structure to try to deal with some of these and encourage more entries in our trials, which seems to be having a positive effect. Probably a little bit of time, a few years before we see how this plays out for us, but we've made some positive changes. Our cooperators, so those of you in this room, a lot of you, have helped us a lot in accepting some lower payments, and people have done that with grace and understanding. We really appreciate your help in that. We're all in this together. So things are looking up for us. We have a bluegrass trial that we just put out this fall to 24 locations, and the cooperators there will hear more about that in the coming weeks. And we have a tall fescue trial next fall, and you'll be hearing more about that as well as we put that together. One thing we're looking to do with NTEP is trying to develop some new sources of revenue beyond our entry fee stream, which has been our primary primary revenue source. A couple ideas we have is to have an online database where we have our data available online that can be searched. The data can be mined and formatted in a way such that the data can be located easier than in the format now, and that would be a fee-based product that we would develop. Obviously, you probably think about, we've been doing this for 30 years, so we have quite a bit of data. So it's going to be a big job, but we think this might be something positive for us in the long run from a revenue stream and also providing better information for our users. Also, we're discussing with the Lawn Institute a partnership to provide cultivar info and other information directly to the homeowner, and this looks like it has some potential for us. And also, we're on Facebook. For those of you that are on Facebook, probably a lot of our younger members, so you can keep up with our activities. Just search on NTEP. One other item that's it's not an NTEP issue necessarily, but this came to Scott Warnke and I. Scott is the USDA ARS turfgrass scientist at Beltsville there, where I'm located. The U.S. National Arboretum in Washington, D.C., I don't know if you're familiar with it, It's a 446, I believe, acre facility about a mile from the Capitol. They have approached us about having a turf demonstration exhibit, about a half-acre exhibit at that facility. And they get about 500,000 visitors a year. They have a number of events, public gardens, people like senators, congresspersons, even the president occasionally goes there. So it's a pretty visible facility, and so this is a unique opportunity for us, and we're trying to get organized to do this. Probably going to need some help from some people in this room or some companies, but our idea here is to demonstrate the benefits of turf, show different species, proper maintenance practices, the value of research, those types of things. So we're in the process of formulating ideas and a plan and a fundraising effort, and you'll hear more about those details in the future. So, thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. On to the STMA report. John Sorokin.
Good morning. I'm just going to talk about introducing the STMA, and a lot of you are already aware of the Sports Turf Managers Association. Their president-elect is Mike Goatley, but Mike couldn't be here today. He had to leave. He was already here for their board meeting this weekend. But the association is just looking to grow. They got 2,500 members, includes K-12, city parks and rec, colleges and universities and professional stadiums, as well as industry and academia. But there's three ways that us as academia can get involved. Is, you know, as like I said, Mike Goatley is actually president-elect, and Pam Sherritt's the education chair. She's outgoing, so they're accepting nominations for that position. And, you know, there's committees that can be served on, and there's a call for proposals to give talks. It'll be out in March, and that's for the 2013 conference in Long Beach. No, in Daytona, sorry. And this year's conference is in Long Beach, or this is coming 2012 conference. And like I said, there's also a magazine, the Sports Turf magazine, that you can get involved with. And I don't know if it's like this for all of you guys in your state, but it's hard to give students to get scholarships, so they've extended the deadline for the STMA scholarship because they haven't really received a whole lot. You know, and being a two-time winner of the scholarships as a graduate student for them, I mean, it's a lot of money. So, I mean, I encourage the graduate students to apply for that as well as undergraduates. That's been extended to this Friday, so the timeline's short. So, if you have any questions about STMA, you can contact me or look at stma.org. Thanks.
Thank you, John. Move on to the GCSAA report, and Sarah Clopton will be giving us a report.
Just a few quick updates for you. The turf bowl, the event has grown. It has become essential that we know ahead of time how many teams you're bringing. So just let us know as we send out those calls to C5, to the advisor listserv, which is much smaller than the C5 listserv. Let us know. We're also working on improving our online turf guide. And it's a program directory. It used to contain, if you've ever looked at it, it's for high school kids looking at turf programs. And it contained way too much information. So we're actually minimizing that down. But we're also making sure our information is accurate, so that will be coming via the listserv here soon. And one other thing, in Las Vegas at our conference, we are offering two seminars in native languages. Binger is teaching a class in Mandarin, and Gwen Ha is teaching a class in Korean. And in San Diego in 2013, we're hoping to expand that. So if you or grad students are native speakers, Korean, Japanese, Spanish, Mandarin, we are interested in just collecting who can help us out, who's willing to work with us. And we'll be working with you to plan those in the future. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. On to new business. A couple of items here. I mentioned earlier in my annual report we were going to embark on amending the current bylaws. If anybody's bothered to look at them, how many have looked at them? Probably not many of you. They're out of date. Most of you are probably familiar with the restructuring of ASA, CSSA, and SSSA into the tri-societies. ASA is no longer the umbrella organization, and our bylaws still reflect the old organization. We are supposed to, by our bylaws, have to have an ASA rep, which is no longer appropriate. So I've worked with the executive committee. Everybody's agreed that it's time to do this, and I am the volunteer who will embark on that, and we will work with Brian on how we're going to get a vote on that to approve those amendments going through 2012. On to the next bit of new business, the Chris Stigler Turfgrass Science Graduate Student Award. Mike Richardson will lead us in this part of the meeting.
Thank you, Jim. And just to keep us moving along here this morning, certainly we appreciate the industry group letting us have a time on the program the other night to announce this new award and talk a little bit about some of the fundraising efforts that have gone on to support this. And I am thankful that we were able to get enough money in the pot this year that we were able to recognize the first two recipients of that award. So I'm going to announce that here in just a minute, but we have a really a couple of special guests with us here this morning. I wanted to bring them up. Chris's parents, Jim and Connie Stigler, are both here. And Jim, many of you probably know, he's a soil scientist from Oklahoma State, was also a department head there, very successful career in the tri-societies. And Connie, from what I've known, is the reason for it. I wanted to have Jim come up and at least say a couple of words before we announce the two winners. So, and Connie, you're welcome to say whatever you'd like as well. So.
Thank you very much, Mike. First of all, it's really an honor and privilege to be here to represent Chris. There's probably a lot of things I'd like to say, but I probably won't be able to do it. I want to thank you for the opportunity, though, to share with you all the things that you already know about Chris. In addition to being a very loving son, father, and husband, he was a darn good scientist. He was dedicated to his work. He loved golf. He loved turf. He started playing golf when he was 5 years old. And he always had a desire to teach and educate. And he was so looking towards finally graduating out of that graduate student category into a professorship and being able to research and teach and do the things that he really wanted to do. Tremendous loss, not only to the Tri-Societies and to C5, but to us. I want to especially thank Mike, Richard White, and Greg Bell for doing what they did to stimulate interest in creating this graduate scholarship. Because most of Chris's career was as a graduate student in the societies. And I guess it's just something that we certainly never want to see happen. But it provides a special rethinking of our lives and our priorities. I don't know, Connie, do you want to add anything?
Again, I just want to thank all of his colleagues for allowing his name to be put on such a wonderful scholarship. Working with graduate students, he always had a gleam in his eye to think that someday he would be there. I know if ever he had any kind of a negative comment about being a graduate student, I would say, write that down. Make sure you don't do that when you're an advisor. And he did. And he had all of these wonderful ideas that he was going to use. But I do know that it was extremely important to him, and we simply cannot thank you enough. He is here with us in spirit, and he has a big smile on his face. He always told me, Mom, everyone in the golf industry, they're all just really great people. And having the opportunity to meet a lot of you, I do agree with him on that. And we thank you again.
You guys don't run off too far. We're going to get a picture up here with you in just a second. So, again, we had 21 students applied for the award this year. It was kind of like that Tall Fescue NTEP trial as well. We have some outstanding graduate students in this division. I had a very difficult time selecting just two of them. We could have probably given 21 of them if we had had the money to do so. There were just that many outstanding students here. So, but again, it's a real pleasure to announce the first two winners this year. The first winner is Ben Peace. Ben is a master's student at the University of Wisconsin, studying with John Steyer. And the second student is Dustin Lewis, a PhD student at NC State, studying with Fred Yelverton. So, Ben, Dustin, are you both here? And get you both to come up.
I guess just to say a few quick words. I knew Chris through his involvement in the C5 Society while he was a student in Arkansas. We really got to know each other well at the poster competitions, where we'd be standing down there for several extended hours and then go have a few refreshments afterwards to kind of cut the spell. But when I heard of the loss of him and his wife through the tragic car accident, you know, I think everyone's heart just went out to him and his family and the entire society. We lost a great young scientist and a friend, but I know that Chris was is very proud that this award is going towards graduate student success in his honor, and his legacy can live on. I'm very honored to receive this award. It's a very high accolade, and I'm very proud of that. And I'm extremely proud of the C5 division for honoring the loss of such a great person and letting that go towards graduate student success. So thank you very much.
To say a couple of quick things, I'm going to have to agree with Chris, or what his mother said. If everyone in TURF is a great person, I've really enjoyed my time, and it's a really great way to wrap up my time in C5, being a recipient of this award. I never knew Chris, but it sounds like he's one of us for sure. So thanks again to everyone for your support, and industry for the support for the award, and we'll keep this going and for remember him years to come. Thank you.
I'm going to keep this moving while they take pictures because we are running tight on time. Any new business before I move into closing the meeting? Oh, our president. I didn't know you had come to the room. Jeff Kalenick, if you could come forward and make a few comments from the society.
Thank you. I'll keep this very brief. I've been coming to C5 business meetings in various capacities for probably 20 years as editor of Crop Science and editor-in-chief of the society, and now I come as your president. This is a very special group, and it always has been. And I don't think I've ever been so touched as I have been this morning. It speaks to your professionalism, your heart. And you should be very, very proud of who you are and what this organization does, not only for TURF, but for people. So, and I'll close it there. I just have a couple of very, very brief comments. I know we're running long. First, if there's any concerns or thoughts that you have about the programming or how this organization is operating or running, please come see me. I won't take questions now, but I've got another meeting at 9. So I'll be here for just a few minutes, and I welcome your input. Secondly, please vote. And if John's a nominee, please vote for John. The election a year or so ago was settled not in A, not in C, but was settled by 17 votes. Every vote does count, okay? Every vote counts. And then lastly, the dynamic nature of this group, the effectiveness of this group, is due largely to the members, but also to outstanding leadership. And the society can't do much to recognize it other than just give the leaders on the board from C5 a simple certificate, okay? And so I'm here to give Jim a certificate. Jim, come forward, please. And it simply reads, "The Crop Science Society of America recognizes with gratitude James Murphy for dedication," and I would say that's true dedication, true service, as the 2011 C5 Turfgrass Science Division Chair. Please join me in thanking Jim.